The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
New regulations to fully implement a ban on the use of scrambler motorbikes in public places will come into effect tomorrow. I'm joined now by Siobhan and Martin, parents of 16-year-old Grace Lynch, who died after being hit by a scrambler at a pedestrian crossing near her home in Finglas in Dublin on the 25th of January. Good morning to you both. Siobhan, to you firstly. Grace's law, as I said, comes into effect tomorrow, and I hope, and I see that you've said you're hoping that the law will save lives. That's how far you think that this will go.
I'm hoping that it's going to save lives. I'm happy that the law is going to be passed tomorrow, but to me, Grace's law will mean nothing unless there's enforcement with the law, that the Gardaí can do their job. And if the Gardaí can do their job with no repercussions for catching scramblers, that will, to me, that will save lives.
Mm-hmm. Because we have that news this week that a guard was convicted for dangerous driving after he was involved in a scrambler chase. Does that for you take some of the good out of what's going to happen tomorrow? That there may be guards now who are frightened to give chase to scramblers because of what it might mean for them?
Yeah. Like hearing that news a day before, I knew it was going to go into cabinet. That kind of got me a little bit to say, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the hard work me and our father has done in the background, and then this happens.
But Martin, if I can bring you in on this, I mean, I suppose the fortunate thing about this happening in the same week is that there's, you know, people are really aware now of the limitations, you know, for the Gardaí.
It's the whole lot is nonsensical. You've guards out there to stop people and prevent people breaking the law, and they go and do it, and then they get punished. The police, the guard, actually goes and does his job, and the only one in the dock is the guard. It's a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
And Siobhan, I know you've both said that this isn't the end for you in terms of the campaign now that you're on since you lost Grace, and you have scooters and you have e-bikes in your sights. What do you want to see happen next?
We told them that we would like to see tougher laws around e-scooters and e-bikes in regards to age limits. We want to see registration, insurance. We'd like to see like protective gear, speed limits. You know, all those measures that we want put in place, because we all know that, you know, a lot of these e-bikes and e-scooters and e-scramblers, they're being used for the same purposes as the scramblers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of underage children using them. And like that, they've no regard for the safety of people when they're mounting footpaths or, you know, weaving in front of cars as well. They also pull wheelies on these things as well. So, you know, I've seen them umpteen times, like on pathways, and I've had numerous people reach out to me over the last few weeks to say, especially elderly people, that they were just, you know, minding their own business, walking down a pathway, and, you know, they've come behind them, or they've waved in front of them, or them and their children, and they're giving out to them because they're in their way, when they should be on the pathway.
I think everybody listening to this, you know, anyone who's been in a town over the last couple of years will have seen it. I saw it myself yesterday. There were three of them on an electric scooter travelling at speed. It's just so dangerous. But I notice that you're not calling for a ban, Siobhan, of the scooters and the e-bikes.
I'd love to see a ban. The way I see it is the e-bikes and the e-scooters, they're going to be used for purposes of people going to walk or other things like that. But at the same time, an age restriction for me would be a better use, because to me that might stop parents buying this if they're underage. If anything happens, the parents get fined. I want the parents to take full responsibility for anyone underage driving this, that if anything happens, the parents are fully, solely responsible and fined. And we want big fines to happen now. You know, for the vendors that's selling them, for the parents, to kind of make it impossible for anyone to say or think then when, you know, Christmas comes around, well, they're looking for this or they're looking for that. Well, it's not worth your while now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is going to come down to enforcement, Martin, isn't it? And I mean, I don't know whether you feel anything has changed since you lost Grace in January. It felt like there was a moment after it happened, and we heard from both of you at that time where people sort of paused and went, what are we doing here? You know, when we see the law change today. But in terms of what you're seeing on the roads and on the streets, has anything changed since then?
There was a lull, and like this time of year, everything's starting to defrost, everything's getting warmer. There's more and more going down the streets. We're back to the same behaviour. Weedies in and out of traffic. I seen one yesterday, I drove out of my estate, not far from the spot where it happened to Grace. And an East Rambler popping the weedie at speed. A woman walked out with her child and he weaved around her, missed the boy inches and went off about his business. And that woman didn't even see him coming or hear him.
Yeah, another near tragedy.
The other thing you need to look at, which we did bring up to Dara O'Brien, is the actual battery power in these things.
Yeah.
These rams. Because the silent, they need to have a look at the actual output of power that they can produce. When ME bikes are just as powerful as a scrambler.
So you're talking about the speed. I mean, they should be. Isn't the regulation 25 kilometres an hour? But, I mean, you see them travelling much faster than that.
But there is other e-bikes which are much more powerful, much quicker, and they do get de-restricted. So it's the actual batteries they need to look at now is the capacity of the batteries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all of this is to no good, though, Siobhan, unless it is enforced.
There's no point in having a law for Grace. It's kind of a mockery to her name and for what she died for. There is no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the police, even before Grace passed away, like, everybody knew a scrambler was illegal and they shouldn't be on the road. But because of the way the Gardaí were treated in relation to going after scramblers or trying to do the jobs in any which way, shape or form, they were reprimanded. And, you know, the impression we got at speaking to a lot of the Gardaí is that they just held their hands up now at this stage and said, what's the point? So to us, that makes it bittersweet. You know, that she's had a law put in place and the Gardaí are still afraid to do their job.
Siobhan,
I need to make sure that, you know, Jim O'Callaghan gives the Gardaí the power to do what they're supposed to do. Otherwise, Grace's law means nothing.
The girls need to be reassured that they can actually do their job. I mean, if they can't do their job properly, then what is the point?
I wanted to ask you both, I mean, you've sort of become now campaigners, the face of Grace's Law, but Siobhan, it's so recent. You know, what happened to you? It only happened in January. How are you?
Like, I'm an autopilot. It's like I'm focusing on something else to take my mind off of what happened. Seeing Grace that day in the hospital, seeing the damage that scrambler done to the little girl's body, it angered me so much. It angered me to know that all she did that day was cross the road. That's all she did. And she had every right to do that. And but to know that there was two scramblers around that day and they were going around for hours. They weren't stopped. Had that been stopped that day, the likelihood is Grace would still be alive. And if I don't use my voice now to try and make people aware of what happened to Grace that day and to why this happened, the law wouldn't have went into effect. Nothing would be happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to kind of voice it, but for me personally, I just feel like I'm on autopilot.
Yeah, Martin, do you feel the same way?
It's a bit like a bad dream, but there's no end to it. My attitude is, if that guard was on duty and fingers that day, Grace would still be alive. There should be more of them like him doing their job.
This is the guard who was convicted for dangerous driving when he was chasing a scrambler. You're saying he was doing what he should have been doing.
Yeah, and if there was guards like him in fingers that day, she'd still be here.
Martin and Siobhan, I'm going to leave it there. I just want to thank you both for talking to us today and my deepest sympathies to you on the loss of Grace.
Thank you.
Let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Mark O'Mara, who is president of the Garda Representative Association. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just struck by what Siobhan and Martin said there in relation to Grace's law coming into effect tomorrow. They say it is useless, not worth the paper it is written on, if the Gardaí are afraid to do their job. Is that a fair comment, and is that right in your view?
Yeah, I would agree with that, Claire, I suppose. Look, Grace's law is very much welcome, but we are so conscious of the side effects that give rise to this law. I mean, Grace sadly lost her life when she was hit by a scammer in January, and our thoughts and our sympathies are with the family, and particularly to Grace's parents, Siobhan and Martin, and the bravery they have shown. But yeah, I mean, our members, I have voiced this in the past. Our members are concerned. They're in fear of responding to pursuits, and particular, what we're speaking about this morning, scooters and motorbikes and scramblers. And they're afraid of the lack of support shown to them under the current policy and legislation. So I'm hopeful and welcome the Garda Commissioner's public statement in Westport on Wednesday when he attended the Association of Garda Sergeant Inspectors, their conference. And he said that he was liaising with the Minister of Justice and indeed with government officials, and that he felt there was a positive response to that in relation to a threshold afforded to our members when they are responding to these serious calls. And I think that is what our members need, because at the moment they fear, that they will be disciplined, prosecuted, they could be suspended, they could be convicted, they could be sentenced, and ultimately dismissed. Mm-hmm. So it is a huge fear, so we...
Does this suggestion, and I don't know, you can tell me whether this has come from the GRA, that you would operate as a driver, as a Garda driver, when you're doing your job, let's say you're pursuing a scrambler, you would operate under a separate driving licence to your personal licence?
Yeah, I mean, again, we have called for some time, and it's one that we are looking to examine now and to try and establish where a normal professional licence would be afforded to our members in the execution of their duty, so that it would not affect their private and personal lives and their private driving licence when they're trying to carry out their role and their duty as members of Garda Síochána to protect the public, to protect their property. Let's face it, every listener this morning and just about every member of the public in every village and town in the country has witnessed, the flaunting of laws by young people on these scramblers, and the danger and the intimidation and the fear and ultimately the loss that, the Lynch family felt on the loss of poor Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is that it needs to be tackled. And thankfully, Grace's law, which is due to come into effect, I believe, tomorrow on Friday, it was brought before Cabinet yesterday, was approved, would afford the ability and the powers for our members to seize vehicles and the reduced number of those vehicles that would go back onto the public roads. It would make it an offence for these vehicles to be driven in public roads and public places. And yes, they can continue to be driven for sporting events and on private property and designated areas, but not to be driven as they are on the roads. I drive to Finglas every day. I see, on my way back from work, young, mostly males, I have to say, on motorbikes, no helmets, no registration plates, doing wheelies up and down the road. It's a real problem and a concern both for our members and indeed for members of the public. Yeah. And it's something that has to be addressed.
And hopefully
this will give the power to our members.
But I just want to get this straight with you, going back to what I asked you at the beginning. You agree with Siobhan and Martin that Gardaí, as it stands, are afraid to do their job in relation to those vehicles that you've just mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, I made a statement a number of weeks ago where I said that our members most certainly had a fear of responding to pursuit calls because of the lack of training, resourcing, and more importantly, the lack of support by the state when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one thing is certain, sure, that on a daily basis, our members go out there, and when they engage in pursuit or when they engage in response driving, it brings them into the remit where they will contravene a red traffic light. They will go through a stop sign. They will go through a yield sign in a manner of driving that is different to you or I when we're off duty or when, you as a civilian. And it would otherwise bring civilians into the remit of breaches of the Road Traffic Act. And unfortunately, that is a requirement in order to respond effectively to response calls and to
Are you and your members not protected under law when you have to do that?
There are protections under law. There's exemptions for us in relation to speeding and, as I said, with traffic lights and so on. But the threshold that is being used towards our members when they are on response, and I can't discuss the recent case. I know it was discussed. But you know, that is something that obviously has a concern both for us and for the public. And I mean, I think Siobhan and Martin voiced that quite clearly. There is a need for a different threshold and protection for our members, and in order to give them the confidence to go out there and to deal with these issues, these problems with motorbikes and scramblers that are flaunting the law, as I say, and committing criminal offences. Mm-hmm. Most certainly.
Mark, thank you for your time this morning. That's Mark O'Mara, who is president of the Garda Representative Association. And earlier we heard from Siobhan and Martin Lynch, who are marking the passing into law and into practice of Grace's Law, which is happening tomorrow, and also grieving the loss of their 16-year-old daughter, Grace.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.